very, very excited, very, very happy, you know, for the opportunity. You know, very grateful to the manager. And I think the only way you can show your gratitude as a player is obviously with big performances. And, you know, that's what I'm looking to do this season, you know, starting on Saturday.
Had a loan move been something that had been part of your plan before Rovers came in?
Yeah, obviously it was one of the options. It was definitely an option. You know, and I'm very happy that you know, I found myself here. Club with great potential. You know, the lads have been great. Obviously, familiar face in Dean as well. So I think it's worked out pretty good. And you know, just obviously the most important thing is the results, and that will just be fantastic. That'll be the cherry on top to just sort of make everything even more pleasant. Yeah.
2 points there. First of all, could you have gone elsewhere on loan?
Yeah. Well, there was an opportunity to go to Ipswich, but you know, obviously that fell through in terms of the paperwork and the clubs agreeing and all that, which was unfortunate. But you know, football's football. But you know, I'm not one that really dwells in the past or missed opportunities or things that have fallen through. As I said, I'm very grateful for this opportunity, and I believe I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Ultimately. You know, I'm a spiritual person, so I believe in that. And that's why I say, like, I'm really, really excited about this opportunity. It's a club with great potential. And, you know, I'd love to be part of a sort of a good, a great, great season for the club, and hopefully a season that people will sort of remember.
How important has Dean Furman been in perhaps selling Doncaster Rovers to you and giving you information about what the place is like to help you in make an informed decision?
Oh yeah, no, he's been great.
See you there.
No, he's been great. Obviously, I had a bit of a chat with him. He had been here, you know, the last 2 months of last season. Yeah. So even with that, like when we were in camp with the national team, you know, he spoke of Doncaster, and obviously, I think at the time, obviously challenging for the championship, for the title, for the league. Sorry. So it was, you know, already knew a little bit about Doncaster and actually played here. A couple of years back. So I was actually on loan with Preston long ago. So I remember Doncaster from then already. Yeah.
What about your grand plan? Obviously, you've got a year here. You're here for 12 months. Is this a case of you putting yourself in the shop window, as we might cliched say, or is this maybe an opportunity to show what you can do and take that back to Spurs?
I think it's an opportunity to show what I can do. You know, as a player. Obviously, it's an opportunity to show what I can bring to a team, any team that I play in. To be totally honest with you, it's not my mentality is not sort of to sort of it's not split in any way. You know, I'm here at Doncaster. I'm a Doncaster player, and I'm looking to do well for Doncaster, because at the end of the day, if Doncaster does well, I'll be doing well, and you know, it helps both parties. And I'm firmly focused on having a great season here at Doncaster, and then whatever comes will come.
Tell us about yourself. What will you bring to this team?
Well, you know, obviously playing at the back, it's important, you know, to be as solid as possible. You know, I think if you're solid from the back going forward, I think it gives the rest of the team the confidence to sort of go out and play, and, you know, midfielder strikers to go out and express themselves and really sort of impose themselves on the game without worrying too much about what's going on at the back. I think that's the most important thing. You know, obviously, you know, playing in the heart of defence, you have to be a leader naturally, whether you like it or not. You know, for me, obviously coming into a new team, it's not really easy to sort of barking or shouting commands or whatever. But I think everyone has sort of given me the freedom to do so, because my position requires that, and I think they appreciate that. You know, players appreciate, you know, getting information in time. You know, and that's, you know, that's what I'm looking to bring: 100% work rate, effort, and ultimately good results and clean sheets.
Do you like that kind of thing? Because we're sat here now, we're just having a relaxed chat. You're quite a softly spoken guy. Do you like barking the orders out? Because there's some noisy players back there.
Yeah. No. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm pretty relaxed. I'm pretty chilled, you know, as a person. But, you know, there are some characters in the change room, and they're brilliant. You know, I love joining in and I laugh. And, you know, I'm just part of the boys as well. But, yeah, no, it's been pretty cool. I must say, the guys have been great. Good players, very, very good players. And I'm looking forward to my time here.
So, for Doncaster Rovers as a team this year, what do you and the rest of the players think is achievable this year?
You know, I think it's important for us to just take it one game at a time. I think the most important thing is the next game. Obviously, you know, ultimately you'd like to have certain objectives, you know, but I think it's important not to sell yourself short in terms of that. So the best thing to do really is just to focus on the next game, just win the next game and carry that momentum. And, you know, it should take you to a very, very good place and ultimately where you want to be.
Just finally, obviously we all know you're a South African international. What will your international commitments be, do you think, over the course of your time here?
You know, we have some pretty important games coming up with the national team. That being obviously the last qualifier against Botswana, but obviously that's a FIFA date, so that should be okay. Yeah. I think the only sort of clash or problem comes in when it's, you know, games when they're out of the FIFA calendar. But, you know, obviously those are things that the clubs, you know, sort out with the national team. And, you know, as a player, you hope you're not sort of stretched too far apart, that you have problems and you can't really sort of recover and do, you know, play well for one or the other. But no, I don't think there'll be any problems really. You know, it's just at the end of the day, if you do well for your club, you'll be in your national team. So yeah, it's important to do well for your club.
You're obviously in a situation where, how important is it for you now in your career to be playing regularly week in, week out? Because obviously you're at a top club in Tottenham Hotspur, but appearance time can be limited.
Yeah.
How important is that for you now?
Very important. It's especially as a centre half. You know, you need to be playing every game. You need to be sharp. You need to be ready. You need to be strong. And that's what I want to do here. You know, I want to make sure that every performance is a brilliant one. You know, looking to obviously give my best and just go on a good run. And like I said, if you do well, you know, the club does well, and, you know, everyone's happy.